My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Make sure you're following us. Make sure you're sharing. We need to really engage our entire community. This is really bad. What just happened today, and through no fault of Donald Trump or J.D. Vance, what a joke. And then we're going to talk about a Democratic Party reaction. That is a joke. So we're going to get in, excuse me, we're going to get into this right away after I tell you that we are brought to you by Body Align. And you need to hear me and hear me clearly. This is your best friend for getting through life in many ways. It's convenient, it's good for business, good for personal stuff, keep track of the kids, emergency call outs. It's fantastic. But the damn thing can kill you. EMF radiation kills Americans by the tens of thousands every single year. All you need is a patch from Body Align to affect on the back of your phone, and you'll be protected. 30-day back money guarantee. Other products for great health also apply, but I love the EMF radiation. All you got to do, go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. First part of this series, I wanted to show you how the meeting got started, what the conflicts were. I delved into them. And now I'm going to show you how the meeting ends. I mean, this guy isn't fit to run an AstroTurf facility. He couldn't run a department store. And he's running a country that's in a war with a major power, the second most powerful nuclear power in the world. And this man has no idea what he's doing. He's wrecking his country. He abducts kids off the street, kids 12, 13 years old, to go to the front lines and fight so he can stay in power. This man is the devil. He's involved in child sex trafficking. He sends money back to Democratic members of Congress, U.S. aid. Yeah, he's a money launderer. He steals money from us, takes our weapons from us. He goes into the Oval Office and won't even say, "Thank you, America, for keeping my government alive." Even though I'm going to lose probably 2 million people the way this is going. This man is a joke, and he just started World War III. I want to show you how this meeting ends. Now, Trump, Zelensky's trying to go, Trump, Putin has broke this agreement with this person, that person, this president, that president. And Trump butt in and said, "Look, let me tell you something. He didn't make the agreement with me. He didn't break the agreement with me. He respects me. He doesn't respect Bush, Obama, Biden. He doesn't respect them. He respects me. And he wants to make a deal, and you're blocking it. You're blocking it because you won't even do a ceasefire." We're going to talk about how this is going to lead to World War III. But first, I want to show you how this meeting ended. People, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have family members die. You may die because of this. Okay. All right. So we're going to see how this meeting ends. Sorry about the tech glitch. Here we go. Listen up.
All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if he can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out.
Let me say this. Trump is going to cut his aid off. He's going to cut his aid off. And if he stands alone, he'll be crushed in a week. He'll be crushed in a week. No spare parts, no replacement weapons. He'll be crushed in a week. And Putin will up the ante. It'll be a full court press across the eastern part of Ukraine. That war will end. Kiev will fall. This man will be out of power. Now, there is another thing that's going to happen. I'll get to that in just a minute. Let's complete this. Listen, President Trump is masterly dominating this guy.
I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position.
In other words, he doesn't have squat without U.S. support. The only thing holding Putin back right now is what Trump is doing right here. His country stands on the verge of catastrophe, and Trump is saving him. And J.D. Vance was right in the previous video I played. This man didn't even have the common courtesy to wear a suit to a high-level meeting, didn't have the courtesy to thank the American government for saving his government and countless people's lives. He just wants to keep the war going because he knows in peacetime his people will have nothing to do with him. This is his entire motivation. He's a selfish bastard, and his people are dying because of him. But this is soon going to lead to World War III. But first, President Trump.
But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing. All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think?
What's this negotiation?
This is going to be great television, I will say that. We'll see what we can do about putting it together.
So there is the end of the meeting. Okay, now some jackass Republican came out from Connecticut and he said President Trump set him up for failure. He set him up for peace. And then Lindsey Graham, who I don't have the time of day for, finally said something worthwhile. What Lindsey Graham said was very simple. I'm proud of the president. He handled him masterfully. The goals are clear, and Zelensky's choosing war. And we can't save Ukraine from Zelensky. I'm telling you, this guy is either going to get assassinated by the CIA, and that depends if we have enough control over the CIA now since the transition, or there'll be World War III. And listen, here's how it's going to happen. NATO is making noises. We're going to put boots on the ground and help Zelensky. Putin is up the ante. North Korea is coming back to Ukraine. They're bringing more troops than they did the first time. This thing is ready to explode because of his lack of cooperation. Putin has offered the olive branch, and this man spit in his face and spit in the face of the American people. If NATO puts troops on the ground in Ukraine, it will go nuclear very quickly. London and Paris will be wiped out immediately. I think Putin will hold off from nuking us, particularly if Trump does the right thing here. He needs to leave NATO. Did you hear what I just said? He needs to take the United States out of NATO, cancel all funding, and start the systematic withdrawal of American troops from NATO bases in places like Brussels and Germany. Bring them home and let this despot die on the vine and let his people deal with him. He should read a history book. Even Hitler's top generals like Rommel tried to kill that misfit. Zelensky is in a similar position, and it might be a blessing for the world. Is it better that one dies so millions may live and the rest of the planet doesn't sink into nuclear war? I would hope you would agree with me on that point. But we are at a very dangerous crossroads. Trump had this solved, and this petty little dictator who refuses to have elections, who refuses to have a free press, who throws people that he doesn't agree with, people of faith, in prison without a trial. This is who we're dealing with. He's a street thug. If he were here, he'd be in one of the cartels. That's what we're dealing with here. And you know, I got to tell you, I went to a Rod Stewart concert back when this war was getting off the ground, and Rod Stewart spoke for Ukraine, and people stood up and applauded. And I'm saying, you morons, you're applauding for your own demise when World War III arrives. That's all I have to say. The issues are clear. We are represented very well by Trump and J.D. Vance, very well. They conducted themselves masterfully here. They made the issues very clear. And Zelensky, this is the American people. And I know I speak for most of them because I talk to them. I interact with them. They are sick of you. They want this war to end. They want President Trump to cut off the aid and watch you die on the vine. The tragic thing is a lot of your citizens are going to die with you and because of you. And that's the great tragedy. Maybe if someone takes you out, maybe this war will end with number two. And that has to be an option on the table for the U.S. government. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Wow, this is incredible, isn't it? May we live in interesting times. Thank you very much. We'll see you back here again next time. God bless everybody.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I want to take one segment and talk about who we're defending in Ukraine. No, I'm not talking about the people, although some of the people are really living high on the hog, courtesy of us, the Tucker Carlson story. You've heard me tell it. But also inside Ukraine, people are dancing in nightclubs at night. They're not a country under constant attack in all areas of the country. Life is blissful for some based on American money we're sending them. But I don't want to focus on the people because there are many people that are dying tragically, have terrible lives, been diminished, all because of the lousy leadership of Vladimir Zelensky. Wow. What I want to tell you and show you is who we're supporting and how we're supporting him. Pretty interesting. We are brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen. This is a BioTrust product, which means it's been well researched, clinically researched. And here's the deal. You have the right if you want sore joints, if you want the connective fibers that collagen holds together, if you want them to dissipate over half by the time you're gone into middle age. Yeah, you've lost it. And you look old, your hair has fallen out, you wrinkle everywhere, and like I said, you have stiff joints. Do you want to make a change? This product works because it takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, which most of these collagen replacement products do not, and it effectuates change. It's well-researched, it's guaranteed, 60-day money-back guarantee. And in addition, you'll like this, 51% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, behind me, you see reference to a $35 million home, $1.2 billion in a bank account. He owns 15 homes in America. We're going to show you this caption behind me. Here says the president of Ukraine owns a $35 million home in Florida, has $1.2 billion in an overseas bank account. Zelensky owns 15 homes, three private planes, and has a monthly income of $11 million. $11 million a month? Why is no one questioning where our U.S. aid is going? There it is, people right there. This is who we're supporting. And the Tucker Carlson story, Swiss Alps, spend $1 million a day, staffed with Ukrainians, spending American money. Are you tired of it? And then this man spits in our face when we're trying to save his country. Negotiating agreement. No, he wants to keep an endless war going. Sorry. No more Vietnams, no more Afghanistans. Zelensky, take it or leave it or suffer your fate. That man is choosing to die. Or he'll choose to start World War III, and I hope someone will stop him. God help me for saying that, but I don't want to see billions die on this planet. You know, when you go back into the ancient texts, the Sumerians, when you look at the ancient Hopis, the Indian Arvaic, the Chinese legends, they all say the same thing. Lemuria, Atlantis, nuclear war. Move the tectonic plates, destroy the planet, civilization starts over. I believe the Hopis called this the second world, if I'm not mistaken. It's been 30 years since I was briefed on this. But nonetheless, do you want to go through this or do you want this man stopped? Look what he's doing to us. This is your money. This could be going to homeless veterans. This could be going to higher Social Security checks. This could be going to bridge and road and airport improvement. This is our money. Do you want to support an endless war to keep a thug in office? That's the only reason he wants to do this. He's going to have to go to a country for refuge, like the Shah of Iran did, if you remember your history with Iran. This is what he's going to have to do, but we need to make him have to do it. Now, what's interesting here is there are people here. I'm going to show you this here. This man here, Ukrainian MP Alexander Dubinsky, has called for an emergency session of Ukraine's parliament to initiate impeachment proceedings against President Zelensky after the Oval Office shouting match. The Zelensky regime is collapsing in real time, and Ukrainian government officials are balking and hesitating at supporting him. They want out of this war. They don't care about supporting him. I'm telling you, these people are going to deal with him. I hope they do before he kicks off World War III. If he allows NATO on his soil, Russia will unleash holy hell on Europe. And my advice to President Trump, well, let me hold that. I'm going to put that out into the next segment. If I were Trump for a day, what I would do about this thug. Now, what's interesting is the disinfo people came on here and said, this guy never said anything. Well, he did. Right here in this speech, he said, we're losing confidence. Now, here's what I'm wondering. When the little thug, the little comedian Zelensky goes back to Ukraine, will he initiate a reign of terror against Dubinsky and all the people that agree with him? There's going to be people that are going to be afraid. I mean, the little thug jails Christians, he jails journalists and kills them, he jails dissidents. He executes people that refuse the draft, even when they're disabled. They kidnap kids off the street to go into the military. This man is a thug, and these people rightfully would be afraid. They're dealing with a modern day version of Adolf Hitler. And unfortunately, Rommel's plan with other German generals to kill Hitler, the bomb was placed in the wrong place, and a thick leg at a table blocked most of the explosion. So Hitler was only minorly wounded. It's a shame he wasn't killed. And I'll stop short there. I'll stop short there. I don't want to see American cities in ruins. I don't want to see a couple hundred a million Americans dead. I don't want to live in the aftermath. I don't want to die directly of a nuclear bomb or indirectly of leukemia and other cancers that will result from the aftermath. I don't want any of us to have to go through this. And I'm not willing to do it for Zelensky. This man's a thief. I've showed you the figures. This man is a murderer. He's a warmonger. And Putin, after all the crap with NATO, Putin is allowing him a way out. And Trump offered the olive branch from Putin, and he spit on it. Tell you what I'll do if I'm Donald Trump, and I'm going to shock you with my words, because I am not a violent person. But if it takes defensive action to remove the biggest threat to world peace that threatens billions of lives, we need to take it. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check out our website, thecommonsenseshow.com. And oh, by the way, you go there, sign up for our newsletter. It's one-stop shopping. Over 50,000 people belong. It's a recitation of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. And people go, "This is awesome. I don't have to keep coming back because you publish stuff all day long." Exactly. And it'll come to you in the late afternoon or the early evening, depending on your time zone. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. God bless all of you. And may we resolve this crisis to the benefit of the world, not just America, the world. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Very kind of you to be with us. And we hope that you'll continue to share our work far and wide. Make sure you follow us. And we're going to be going some live streams. I'll have some announcements out about that. Just expanding the venues that we reach. Additionally, I want to remind you to sign up for our newsletter because it's one-stop shopping. Everything we do in the previous 24 hours comes to you in an email. All you got to do is sign up. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. That's all you got to do. And then put in your email address. And you'll get this email from us every single day. And this is the only place you'll have to go, to your email box. Wow. World War III is at hand. Zelensky's a dead man walking. We are ready to start building fallout shelters. Listen, this is getting bad. There's dumb, there's dumbest, there's dumber, and there's dumbass. And that's Zelensky. No wonder his
country is so corrupt and such a mess. He's a moron. He's a blithering moron. And he's going to plunge the world
into World War III. I'm going to play about a 7-minute clip in a video that's going to show you what's really going on. And thank goodness they videotaped this meeting with Zelensky. I have some strong thoughts on this we're going to get to. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Banks are going to teeter on this one, baby. 1,600 banks at risk. Banks are going to teeter. Banks are going to fall. If you have your retirement in, it's over. It's gone. Let Noble Gold take it out, back it with gold, and you'll own an appreciating asset. You control it. Warren Buffett took $325 million in cash out of the banks. Shouldn't you think about taking yours out of the bank? Leave operating capital. They're going to fail. Noble Gold can help you with that strategy too. And investing in gold and silver. To the moon, Alice. That's where the value of gold and silver are going. Three compelling reasons. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. Put in your email. I'll send you out a free information packet. Oh, man, I'm so disgusted with Zelensky. We've got J.D. Vance and President Trump. Let me just play this. The words, I can't find the words to describe how dangerous Vladimir Zelensky is.
For 4 years in the United States of America, we had a president who stood up at press conferences and talked tough about Vladimir Putin, and then Putin invaded Ukraine and destroyed a significant chunk of the country. The path to peace and the path to prosperity is maybe engaging in diplomacy. We tried the pathway of Joe Biden of thumping our chest and pretending that the President of the United States' words mattered more than the President of the United States' actions. What makes America a good country is America engaging in diplomacy. That's what President Trump is doing.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he occupied our parts, big parts of Ukraine, parts of East and Crimea. So he occupied it on 2014. So during a lot of years, so I'm not speaking about just Biden, but those time was Obama, then President Obama, then President Trump, then President Biden, now President Trump, and God bless, now President Trump will stop him. But during 2014, nobody stopped him. He just occupied and took. He killed people. You know what the contact
2015.
2014.
2014
and 2015.
Oh, 2014.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was not here.
Yeah, but
that's exactly right.
Yes, but during 2014 till 2022, yeah, the same. Well, the situation the same? The people are been dying on the contact line. Nobody stopped him. You know that we had conversations with him, a lot of conversation, my bilateral conversation, and we signed with him, me, like a new president.
Let me just interrupt this word salad. He must hang out with Kamala Harris. What's he trying to prove? Do we want peace or do we want an irrelevant history lesson? People are dying. His country is going further into being broke and stop being a country. And he doesn't get it. We're cutting off the gravy train. And he's arguing stuff from 11 years ago that Trump had nothing to do with. There's dumb, there's dumber, there's dumbest, and there's dumbass, and you're looking at one right now.
2019, I signed with him the deal. I signed with him, Macron and Merkel, we signed ceasefire. Ceasefire, all of them told me that he will never go. We signed him with gas contract. Gas contract, yes, but after that, he broken this ceasefire. He killed our people, and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you,
Mr. President, with respect,
I can't believe this. He's talking to Trump. Trump didn't have anything to do with these failed agreements. Trump's trying to fix it where it is now. This guy wants to litigate history and not deal in the here and now. Because he doesn't want peace. And the reason that this dummy doesn't want peace, you know why? Because he knows his people are going to take him out when this is over. That's why.
I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to,
come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless you, you will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that.
That's exactly what you're doing.
You're in no position to dictate.
Yeah, let me say this very clearly. His war is lost, and the existing American equipment that's there is his last stand. He has no position to even negotiate. He should be accepting terms from the president who can allow his country to stay alive. But what he wants is unbridled aid, continue to bankrupt ourselves, risk World War III, so this, you know what, almost slipped, can stay in power.
Hey, what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't. You're playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. That's backed you far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you're saying that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet.
You haven't been alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment,
you invited me.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days, I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
I said a lot of times to American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen.
Don't, please.
You're running
Mr.
low
President.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing.
And
then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire. What they think.
That wasn't with me.
For you what,
that wasn't
what
with me.
It
that was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
But
that was
your,
that was with Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr. Vice President. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a tough deal to make because the attitudes have to change.
What if Russia breaks ceasefire? What if Russia breaks peace talks? What do you do then? I understand that it's a heated conversation right now.
What are you saying?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now? Okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me.
President Trump set to meet face to face.
Wow. I think what you just saw speaks unquestionably for itself. You have an absolute ignoramus running Ukraine. All he wants to do is to keep the war alive because it keeps him alive. I'm done committing my tax money. And if President Trump continues to take my tax money and send it to this idiot in this endless tomb of Mel's Hole where we throw the cash in and we know not where it ends up. I know where it ends up. It ends up when Tucker Carlson's in the Swiss Alps, you can spend $1 million a day and he sees nothing but Ukrainians with American money. That's where it ends up. No more. Mr. President, cut him off. Cut him off. Cut him off. And then after Putin wins, show mercy, Mr. Putin. Show mercy. The Ukrainian people don't deserve a jackass like what we're seeing there. A half-successful comedian has no idea what he's doing. He's as corrupt as the day is long. And Trump is giving him a way to save his country. And all he wants is war. Zelensky is a dead man walking. Right now, there are black ops somewhere. They could be foreign, they could be mercenaries, they could be Americans. But they got a bullet with Zelensky's head targeted. This is the only way to get out of this and not have World War III. Zelensky's going down. I'm not advocating for this. I'm a Christian. I just know human nature and I know how the intel community works. He's got a few days to make this happen or something's going to happen to him. And if that's what it takes to save millions of lives, I guess for once in my life, I agree with the greater good argument. God help me for believing that, but we cannot allow this to continue. This is horrendous. I'm Dave Hodges. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. For the very best in investigative reporting.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We still need to keep building that coalition to support Trump through the midterm, or it's going to be all for naught. And there's another major obstacle we need to support Trump through. And I'm telling you, if you're a Democrat and you're speaking out against Trump on what happened yesterday, this is Zelensky backpedaling on a deal that was done. The mineral deal for the rebuild, ceasefire leading to a peace agreement. And he derailed it because he wants the U.S. to keep the war going and fight it on his behalf. To hell with that. To hell with Zelensky. To hell with you, Democratic traitors to this country that want nothing but Bolshevik communism and the eradication of our civil liberties, our rights, our future, our economic standing, our property. You want it all. You want communism, and you support dictators around the world, and you support the New World Order taking over our government as they've been doing, well, really covertly and now very much in the open. Yeah, USAID, it's out there, baby. It's out there. So don't give me that you don't know. You're traitors. Raskin, you're a traitor. You should be taken to Gitmo, put on trial there, military tribunal, and if you're found guilty of treason, you should be hung until you're dead. That's the capital punishment for it. That's prescribed by law. And I'm not just talking Raskin, I'm talking the rest of you Democrats that want to undermine what we have. If you want to undermine what we have, do it through the legislative process and quit cheating and violating our laws, bringing in millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens and trying to make them citizens to change elections so you can have your communist utopia. No more. No more. We're going to talk about if I were president for a day, what I would do. And a lot of people say, oh, Trump is being too extreme and this and that. You're damn lucky I'm not in charge because I'm going to tell you what I would do. And I'm going to tell you something else too. I can't talk to any of my colleagues. I can't engage them in conversation without them sounding like a duplication of what I'm thinking and feeling. And I mean straight down the line. There is no equivocation here about what needs to be done. And I'm getting it from my audience. We're like-minded people. What's happening is the BS is being exposed by Trump and we're uniting. And I don't know if you see what's going on here. This is good, but I'm going to give you what I would do because I'll make Donald Trump look like he's too tame. By the way, we are brought to you by this great product right here, Ageless Multi-Collagen. I've been advertising for BioTrust for a good 12 years now. They are a great company, research-based products that produce results. And this is why they give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. They go, if you don't like it, hey, we'll live with it because we know we're good. And they are very good at what they do. And what they do with this product is they replace lost collagen, which is the elixir of youth. It's a connective tissue. Wrinkles form when you don't have good collagen. Hair falls out. Joints hurt. Lack energy. Want to turn back the clock? Have your own Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth service? This is the ticket right here. And you're coming along at the right time. It's 51% off. And all you do is pour the powder in your favorite drink, stir it up, and you're off to the races. No side effects, all natural. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Let me tell you, we're going to get healthy right here because we're going to lay it out about what should happen. Number one, Trump was too gracious. J.D. Vance was a little more confrontational than Trump. Have you ever thanked us? $350 billion. And as I covered earlier segments, how about his $35 million home?
all his U.S. assets. Where do you think that money came from? It came from us. It's called graft and corruption. And I've mentioned this many times. Tucker Carlson talks about seeing Ukrainians with American money in the Swiss Alps spending it like it's going out of style. Yeah, this is what we've handed these people. This man is a dictator. He's a pervert. He's morally bankrupt. He abuses his own people. I mean, he's like a mini Stalin. That's really who he is. And he's a Nazi. And by the way, too, the Ukrainian government is based on fascism and it's based on Nazi ideals. Oh, their little battalion of Nazis. We know all too well what they're like in eastern Ukraine. And this is what prompted Putin to attack. I don't justify war. And then trying to bring in NATO. Yeah. That's Putin's version of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I wouldn't have attacked the way I did if I was Putin. I would have started making demands and I would have exposed this on the world stage about the threat to their national security because they had one. They had one. And if I was Putin, I wouldn't have ignored it either, but I wouldn't have lashed out the way he did. He was wrong to do that. Now we got to deal with Putin. So let's talk about what I would do. Number one, I would tell Putin, we're cutting off all negotiations. When you're ready to talk peace, we'll talk. We're not playing these games. We had a mineral agreement for your rebuild, contingent upon a ceasefire and a peace agreement with Putin. And you'd have to make concessions because you lost the war. You lost, and you can't continue to fight without us. And Trump was right. We hold the cards to help you. You hold no cards against Putin or us and what we want. And we deserve to have our $350 billion back. And that means you're going to give up some mineral resources for that. And then we're going to put a good portion of it back into your rebuild. That's the most generous deal I've ever seen offered by this country. It's a hell of a lot more fair than what the Marshall Plan was. Marshall Plan wasn't bad, but it benefited the rich and famous. And by the way, if you hate BlackRock as much as I hate BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, you'd love this deal. Because Trump would be in control of the rebuild, not BlackRock, that would set up the next conflict on behalf of their investor clients, the military-industrial complex that would be seeking the next war. And this was brilliant by Trump. It basically is saying to Larry Fink, up your nose with a rubber hose, and you know what you can do when you get there. You know where you can go. And that is brilliant. Negated BlackRock. Putin. Yeah. Someone's pulling his strings from the military industrial complex of America who want this war to continue for profit's sake. Well, the president is going to force BlackRock and their military industrial complex clients to go through third parties now to rearm Ukraine as we go forward. That's going to be a hell of a lot more expensive for the military industrial complex. Hell of a lot more expensive. Now, if I were president for a day, like I said, I would cut off all funding to Ukraine, every single penny. What about the children? That's always the excuse, okay? If you're willing to go on your own, Zelensky, and fight the war, tough guy, then do it on your own, but you do it without our tax dollars. So number one, you cut off aid. Number two, you withdraw America from NATO. And you tell them, we're coming back when this war is resolved. You're going to change your tactics. You're going to stop threatening Russia. You're going to not threaten to put troops on the ground in Ukraine because you'll do it without American money. And all those deals we have in the pipeline, we're cutting them off. We're cutting them off. And by the way, before we find a Democratic liberal judge to overturn that, we declare the Emergency War Powers Act. Yeah. And we cut it off on that. And no court can say anything because that's effectively the president's trump card right here. Pun intended. So that's the first thing. First thing, cut off Ukraine. Second thing, cut NATO off at the knees and tell them you're on your own. You face Putin without us. So when London and Paris are no longer standing and Berlin is gone too, guess what, boys and girls? You did it to yourself because we're not fighting your stinking wars. How many people have we lost fighting World War I and World War II? My tax dollars paying for the Cold War. No, no more. You pay for your own damn war. And we'll see how quickly this gets resolved. Yeah, exactly. Okay, number three. You tell China, You're going to stand down because if you don't, we're going to unleash our full military power against you. That will be the war. And that should be the threat that's given. And Xi Jinping cannot survive if we have one missile take out the Three Gorges Dam because they will lose immediately 400 million people. It's going to be catastrophic, and we're talking within weeks. And then, you know what? The Chinese government doesn't care about that. They don't care about their people. They care about their manufacturing, and right away they're going to lose about half of it immediately. Now, will there be pain here? Yeah, but China won't be able to continue any kind of war effort beyond a small regional local battlefield front. We can cut their legs out from them right now by taking out one objective in that country. They have planned their mil their excuse me, the Chinese have planned their corporate industrial complex in a very bad location. Very bad location. And Xi Jinping is hanging on to power in China by the skin of his teeth. What is it? What estimate right now? 60 to 70% of the people have a saying now. We're talking to the youth that are growing up, the under 30 crowd. You know what they're saying now? The young adults and the teenagers, let it rot. We want nothing to do with your corrupt system. We're going to go our own way. We don't care about your universities. We don't care about this and that. Every time we're successful, you take it away from us because you don't want any competition. And so we're not doing it. This is what the youth are saying. And the Chinese banks are already stretched to the hilt. How do I know? Because they're refusing to let many of their people take their money out. By the way, that's coming here very soon. This is why I advertise for Noble Gold. It's coming here very, very soon. And what the Chinese are doing now is involuntarily putting their bank clients into involuntary retirement programs run by the bank for the profit of the bank with the money of their depositors. I've covered it. I reported on it right here on this site many times. I've gone into depth on this. China's in big trouble. We can negate them immediately. So focus back to when war breaks out. China may do some few incursions here or there, cause problems here and there. They will not invade Taiwan. They will not invade Japan. They will not invade the Philippines and grab the gold that's there in reserve. They will not do that. They won't be able to do that. Now, turning our attention back to Russia. We tell Putin, hey, look, side deal. Let them bluster. Let them bluster. But if Ukraine is invaded, and it's an invasion from the Russian point of view, if they invade with NATO troops, you tell Putin, we're cutting them off. Just don't destroy Europe. Do what you got to do to negate them in Ukraine. Don't expand the war, and we will form an alliance together. That's what I would do. Now, you say, well, you're getting in bed with the enemy. No, the enemy of my enemy is my enemy. And right now, NATO is the enemy of every American. The United Nations, the offshoot there, the combination power, they're the enemy. What Trump should be doing in his next step is telling the UN, we're exiting you from the country, and we're taking control of the UN building, and we're going to house homeless veterans there. That would be a great gesture of power and loyalty back to the citizens of the United States. Goodbye, UN. We don't need your climate scam. Goodbye, UN. We don't need your unbridled immigration policies without reference or caring to what happens to the host nation and their politics or their culture. Goodbye. You are out of here. The United Nations doesn't solve anything. Every time they get involved with a conflict, best example in history, Rwanda, millions die. Millions die while UN troops sit around and watch slaughters taking place. And it happens all over the planet. And everything they do is in servitude to the globalists that want a one world government. They don't give a damn about you. You're in the way, America. They hate you. And the UN is made up of 80% of the nations are run by tin horn dictators that do the bidding of these people at the UN. It needs to be totally shut down. NATO gone. UN gone, it's Fortress America. And that organization, just like the League of Nations, and how we got rid of that concept after World War I, which was a great move because it delayed World War II. It didn't stop it, but it delayed it. We need to do the same thing here because the UN will perpetrate situations for China to expand and also too for the war to widen in Europe because that's ultimately what the globalists want. Out of chaos comes order, which is the one the little saying that they always like to use. And then you get the old false flag events, and believe me, we're going to have them here too. And then Trump needs to tell people, you're a terrorist here in this country. We're already hunting you down. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But we will bring the full force of the U.S. government against any kind of false flag activity within the country. We'll declare martial law. You'll have no civil rights. And we can gather up people by the millions if we need be. Because the defense of this country is number one. It's not the civil liberties of illegal alien criminals that are here and they're going to be participating in terrorist activities. And don't think for a second it's not. How many times have you seen me interview people with backgrounds of worked on the border? We know what we're dealing with. We know the mentality that we're dealing with. And it's either them or us. No, I'm not talking about the people that wait on your tables. I'm not talking about the people that manicure your yards. I could care less about those people at this point. I'm talking about the illegal aliens that are here to bring us harm. Just like the TDA gang is the most public example right now, but there's a lot more hidden behind the scenes that's there that you've heard about on this program, and you know it's real. You're hearing from experts like J.J. Carell. You've heard from Doug Thornton, my broadcast partner on the Intel Report. DHS fought these bastards on the border. And I'm talking open conflict. And now they're killing American citizens. About the rancher ran over a cartel IED, dead, dead from people that should not be here. The cartel that run my state government in Arizona. And oh, trust me, we have documented this 9 times Sunday. It's not like we think it's going on. We have absolute incontrovertible proof, and we put the witnesses on our show to tell you how it's happening. And yet we're doing nothing about it. Now, Trump will get around to it. And also, too, Congress, you need to fund this anti-illegal alien criminal cabal that's in our country, whether they be Hamas, ISIS, working with the Sinaloas, working with the CJNGs. And then we need to eradicate their human bondage. By the way, you get down into human bondage, you're going to get down into members of the Democratic Party. It's been well documented. John Thaler's work, 30-year RICO investigator, incontrovertible proof, written a book, and I don't get money for saying this. Report to the governor. What does he have? 20,000 affidavits, 5,000 references to basically validate everything I've just said to you right here. Your country's under invasion, people. From inside and without, and your only hope right now is the Trump administration. And they're not perfect, but it is the Trump administration. So, what are we going to do? You take these proactive steps right now, you can cut NATO off at the knees, you get rid of the UN that wants to bring the US down, and then we plot our course of national sovereignty, defense of what we like to now call the homeland, which reminds me of the terms Nazi Germany used. Der Homeland, der Führer. When I first heard about Homeland Security, I thought, what are we doing here? Returning to Nazi Germany? Oh, we did. Marcus Wolff, the creator of the East German Stasi, arising out of the SS, right? Yeah. He was paid $5 million to create DHS. Did you know that? Well, Doug knows that. We've talked about it on our show. Anybody who works in Homeland Security should know the origin of their agency, Homeland Security. What a joke. We have a chance to achieve every one of these goals. And I will tell you this, we need to undermine Zelensky in Ukraine and let their people deal with them. Now, I know right now the liberal organizations are making little YouTube video shorts and they're interviewing people on the street in Kyiv and they're asking, what'd you think about what happened between Trump? Oh, he was disrespectful to Zelensky. Yeah. What do you think would happen to a person in Ukraine if they came out publicly? An American YouTube channel sponsored by our liberal media and said anything critical. Yeah, they'd get visits in the middle of the night. And you know what I'm talking about, because that's how Nazis operate. And that's what that government is. Now, the parliament, some of these people are going broke. Their legislative body, they have said, we're looking at impeachment. We heard that last night. We reported on it. We need to encourage this activity for them to remove Zelensky by power. I'll stop short of saying whatever means necessary because I'm trying to be respectful of what I claim are my spiritual beliefs, but we're also fighting for national defense. Are you allowed to use lethal force under biblical scripture and also the color of law if your life is threatened? Well, we're about there. We are about there because nuclear war could come to our shores as a result of this. We need to stand up and say no more. There it should be no respect shown to Zelensky whatsoever. He's an illegitimate leader who abuses his people. He represents everything we claim that we want to eradicate around the world, a dictator that uses, henchman activities to persecute his political enemies. And it's no support he has support of the Democratic Party, because what did they do to Donald Trump? Exactly. They tried to kill him. They tried to put him in prison. Oh, trust me, as we unravel what happened in Butler County, and Doug Hagman, as I said yesterday, is on top of this, this goes a lot deeper than Thomas Crooks and Secret Service gross incompetence. It goes a lot deeper than that. The car bombs that have not been yet dealt with officially, oh, they will be. Kash Patel, if we're not involved in a nuclear war, will be all over this. In fact, they will put Bongino on this, because what's his background? Secret Service. And I'm telling you, as you trace the background of these people and who they're associated with and where their money comes from, you're going to find some interesting ties. How do I know? I've already been told. And I'm not the only one. There are people openly talking about the connections of Secret Service and FBI with people who are seeking to bring this country down. This has been a well-established fact, but because you're not seeing it on CNN, some people don't think it's real. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory and these people are nuts. Yeah, well, it's a conspiracy theory that's being repeated over and over from multiple sources. No more. No more are we going to be the whipping boy of the people at Davos and the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab should be declared to be an international terrorist and dealt with accordingly. George Soros should be declared to be an international terrorist and dealt with accordingly. He and his son need to be in prison. Any argument? If I were president for a day, this is what the hell I would be doing, and I would do it Monday morning, and I'd just say, here's what we're doing. Now, Zelensky, you got a 2-week window. You better think over your positions, and you better have private talks with us, because we're not going to air this publicly again, and you are going to agree to a ceasefire. You're going to agree to a peace agreement in which you have to compromise, and you're going to agree to the mineral agreement, or your country can rot in hell. And we'll put a trade prohibition, an economic cooperation agreement. We will ban that from any U.S.-based corporation. Do you hear that, BlackRock? You're not going to swoop in and make money off of this. If you do it, we're going to prosecute you within the United States. If you do it internationally, we'll ban you from operating here. This is what should happen. We are at war, people. This is a war. 200 million lives are at risk right now. That's the estimates of a nuclear exchange with Russia. 200 million. So are we going to sit back and say we need to play nice? The time to play nice has come to an end. Zelensky is owned by people in this country. When he campaigns for Biden, he cozies up to the military-industrial complex. He steals half the money that is meant for us and gives it back to Democratic benefactors. We published the list with good source. That man is an enemy of our republic. Now, I almost feel like we should let Putin take care of him. And Putin is showing amazing patience with us. And it's only because he feels he can work with Trump. And no, we're not going to resolve our differences with Russia. We're not going to be best friends, but we can be military allies. And maybe that should be the new NATO, because it's Russia and the U.S. against China, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and our corrupt military-industrial complex that needs to be investigated as well. Any questions? Looking forward to your comment. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we do all kinds of cool things like hips hiding in plain sight, mysteries of the mind, repressed technology, Mel's Hole. We're going to take a look at that. Oh, do you remember that from Art Bell days? Well, there's been a drone, and we're going to report on that as well. Fun stuff. But real seriously, we have our geopolitics, our good interviews, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And you want to keep track of everything we do without having to come back multiple times for the multiple entries we make on a daily basis? All you have to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, sign up for our newsletter. All you got to do is put in your email address, no other required field. And every day you'll get an email, which is a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. People love it because it's one-stop shopping, and over 50,000 people and growing are taking advantage of this service. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.